Now when he came into the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Matthew 21:23. Good morning. Today we'd like to talk about man's need for a standard of authority in religion. If a man is a free moral agent, a creature of choice, but one who is accountable for his actions, then he needs to have some kind of a standard for measuring his actions as to their acceptability. The very concept of right and wrong demands a standard by which one determines the rightness and wrongness of his actions. The judgment someday for all mankind would obviously demand some kind of a standard by which one's actions would be measured. A very pertinent question to this issue is, who determines the standard? Does each man become his own standard, or a group of men that are better qualified to give directions to their fellow man? Or does it need to be someone outside of man that could be depended upon to be totally objective in his approach? The various approaches to finding an authoritative standard have been divided into what could be called subjective and objective standards. The subjective standards would be those that come from within the person, such as his conscience, what he feels about something, what his heart dictates, his own experiences and understanding about things. The objective standards would be those that come from outside the individual, and there could be many of these, such as parents, relatives, creeds of men, worldly philosophies, human tradition, the church, a preacher, Christian schools. Thus, we still have our problem. What really should be the standard, and who determines the standard? All of the above things, both subjective and objective, are in reality subjective in nature, because they all come from man and from within man. And it is quite obvious that no one of the above can serve as a purely objective standard for all mankind. In the words of Judges 17:6, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Of what value is a standard if it has no authority behind it? Why go by the selected standard if there's no reward or punishment? If every man does that which is right in his own eyes and receives no reward or punishment for his actions, of what value is the standard? One concept of authority involves the power, the right to command, and the ability to enforce his will upon other men to a limited extent, but only as it has to do with this life. Man is helpless to do anything beyond this world. Man has divided authority into two kinds, inerrant and delegated. Inerrant authority is the beginning place of all authority. Delegated authority is that which is passed on to others with the understanding that they carry out the intentions of the one who has the inerrant authority. God is obviously the only one who can give us a pure objective standard to direct, correct, or control our thoughts, words, and deeds into the right paths. For God is the one in whom all power and all authority resides. All authority inheres to Him. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou upright. Genesis 17:1. Authority originated with God. He is the ruler of the universe. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Psalm 66:7. He is the all-powerful one by virtue of who he is, the ever-existing one. What he has done created all things. What he does sustains all things. And this all-powerful God has chosen to give us a written account of His will for man. In the last days, God has spoken to us through His Son, Hebrews 1:2. He has the authority to command and demand obedience from subjects, Matthew 28:18. His will for man has been given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the apostles to be written down and preserved for all time. Jesus, speaking to the apostles, said, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." John 16:13. Paul pens these words to the church at Ephesus in chapter 3:3-5. "How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 24:35. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." mankind is to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, Acts 2:42, because it has the authority of God behind their teaching. The apostles did not originate the doctrine, but were given it by God's Holy Spirit, John 16:13. The admonition is given in Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Recognize his authority over you as you conduct your life. Man is warned that if he does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, that he has not God. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. 2 John 9. Our lives are to be lived within the bounds of God's directions. The reason that is given by God for man's need of a standard from him is man's inability to direct his own steps correctly. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. Man is encouraged in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. Man is also warned, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12. Too much involvement in sin has blurred man's ability to reason correctly and understand what is best and right. He is prejudiced in his conclusions and gives in too much to his passions and desires. He needs an absolute and perfect standard by which his life can be measured. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James 1:21-25. Friends, only God is able to give such a standard. It is one thing to admit that we need God's help to supply us with a standard of authority for our lives, but quite another thing to completely allow it to be our standard in our lives. Through the centuries, men have paid lip service to the Bible as our authority in religion, but in their attitudes and lives have been very disrespectful of it. Several terms have been used to try to identify this spirit in men, such as rationalists, modernists, and liberals. It becomes quite obvious as one listens to such men that they are turning from a purely objective standard and going back to a subjective standard again. It is allowing the human element to creep back in so much that it undermines and destroys the objectivity of the standard. Their minds, hearts, consciences, experiences, understandings become the standard by which the Bible's being measured, rather than the reverse. This approach starts with the denial of the verbal inspiration of the Scriptures, and the Bible becomes useless as a guide for man. If God's authority is to be respected by man, then His Word must be respected. If it is God's message to man, then it is the only safe, reliable, and infallible guide for man and should be listened to. If it is not from God, it is worthless. It is all or nothing at all. If experience becomes the measure of the Bible and not the Bible to measure experience, then man has no acceptable standard. Respect for God's authority is shown by willing, loyal, and faithful obedience to His will. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine." Matthew 7:21-28. Jesus simply states in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments. To choose which things to obey and which things to disobey in God's law is disrespectful of God. Jesus illustrated in his life the way to show respect for God, perfect obedience to his will. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. Objectively approaching the Bible and letting it speak to us, its message is certainly the approach that men must take if God is truly to give them guidance for their lives. Friends, are you allowing God's Word to truly speak to you? Make sure that it is your only authority when it comes to your relationship with God. It is the only authority that will matter at the judgment. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. John 12:48. Friends, if there's any way that we can help you, would you please let us know? Until next week, may God bless and keep you.